Welcome, soon to be robbed people. I got I had nothing for this one. I had the pirate thing last time.
What happened to the pirate thing? I thought the pirate thing was permanent.
Yeah, we're it's the not.
I don't. I can't do that. I can't keep that up every episode.
Yes, you can.
What I can do though is
I feel like you could do it for two.
Is a point.
I feel like you could do it if only someone sponsored.
Okay. We'll take that again. Okay.
Pay us money. To make Pat
welcome, landlubbers. That's terrible. This is terrible.
What is going on?
I would go with Scurvy anyway, Space Dogs.
This is
Scurvy Space Dogs. Space dog?
Yeah. Alrighty, right. Welcome, Space Dogs. Boy,
Scurvy Space Wolves.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is season 2, episode 16.
Right. Oh, I've like created a monster. Welcome.
Welcome. And we have everyone here, John and Jilly and Scott and MJ. We are all back. How you doing?
We're living the dream.
So good.
Always. You can always tell the second record of the day because everybody's like, come on, let's go.
Yeah. No, do great.
Nothing to do.
Yeah. So, gosh, golly, gee whiz! Last week was a big episode of you getting a new job. You are doing a job for the notorious pirate Captain Rain of the Star Wolf, and he has hired you to steal some cargo from a trade guild highliner that is going to be passing through the sector. You met with him and found him to be actually pretty cool. Like a relatively chill dude.
Yeah. Totally invited to the orgy.
Yep.
Absolutely goals.
And seemed to charm pretty much everyone as expected. And informed you that the cargo you'll be stealing is a mating pair of space wolves known as Varda. They could be the last two in existence. And they're presumably being sold to a member of the Shadow Consortium, which is a huge, vast criminal conspiracy that ain't what it used to be, but it's still pretty nasty. You are supposed to be robbing a trade guild ship called the Worthington, which is a family ship, like the one Tristan comes from. So you guys engaged some contacts, came up with a plan to get your ship involved in the mix. You got a cargo. You were able to get access to the port. You were able to hack into the port's computers to do some higgery-pokery with manifests and whatnot. And as everything seemed to be going okay, one little detail that has changed, apparently, is that the ship coming into the sector is no longer the Worthington, but is the Obadiah, which is the ship of Tristan's family. Tristan, of course, was the one who had the most trepidation about robbing a trade guild ship, because, well, that's where he's from. But y'all, talked him into it, assured him that, no one's going to get hurt. The family will be fine. And then it comes to find out that you guys are now robbing his family ship. or are you? Or you're going on the run from a pirate or I don't know, whatever.
That's probably not a good idea.
All right. Just I would just like to point out that we should have got the name of the person because then we could have just robbed the Shadow Consortium people and nobody would have had a problem with that.
Oh, that would have been a great idea.
Yeah, because then we would have had a backup plan.
Hey, anyway. That's what flashbacks are for.
All right, alrighty. Cool.
Okay.
So, one thing we didn't do was we didn't set loadout. So, at this point, everyone needs to set a load, light, normal, or heavy.
Normal, I would think. I think I'm going to just do normal.
Normal? Okay.
Yeah.
I probably will too.
Yeah, normal sounds
good. /Gallagher?
I believe I will go normal as well.
Okay, great.
I just don't think I want a heavy blaster this time around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like blasters may not be, if it gets to that point, it's going to be bad. Alrighty, so.
I mean, I'll bring one just in case.
The result of the engagement roll was a desperate. So much of what you were attempting to do in the deception lead up to this whole thing appears to have worked. You did get the cargo, so you have legitimate cargo that is set to be delivered. So Tristan, you've been able to get access to the computer system here at the port. Yeah. And as you are getting ready to do this higgery pokery with the manifests is when you realize that at some point along the line, the Worthington has been replaced by the Obadiah. This does happen from time to time. If, you know, ship has developed problems for some reason, it's unable to continue its route, another ship will step in and cover for them. It's, you know, it's a fairly rare occurrence, but it has been known to happen. That, and sometimes because you're dealing with vast distances, sometimes this subbing might have happened way down the line several sectors ago and it just never got here. So with the initial shock of that, I'm going to need the hack roll. I'm going to call this a risky standard. You have the assistance of Lenny's hacking program, so it should get you into the system for the hack itself.
All right. I will be using hacking tools. So I'll mark those as part of my loadout. What do those do? Does this just make it possible, or?
They'll make it possible for you to do this. You also have a fine hacking rig.
Oh, there they are. Yeah, I use that. Okay, yeah, so I use that load instead.
You can take that as a bonus die or greater effect. I'm good either way.
I'll take this bonus die. All right, so I'm rolling two dice and a 3 and a 4.
Alrighty, so, oh shit, that's right. It is, well, actually, I lied. It is desperate because you are in a desperate situation. So it's still going to be a success. With a complication, but...
But this was definitely a desperate action?
Yeah, so you can mark off a an yes. XP either in Insight or... Well, I'm assuming you're going to want to do Insight because it's going to fill it up. Okay, cool.
I did just do it in Insight.
Alrighty. It's a success. You were able to alter the manifest. You just don't know how long this is going to hold water.
Alright, so a couple things. I'm assuming that we're doing this from somewhere close to the quartermaster's office.
Yes.
Where we could feasibly get on their network.
Yeah, I would say you were somewhere in the office.
All right, so yeah, we've snuck in. We've grabbed an unused office. I plugged into their network port. Anyone who's with Tristan hears him swear as soon as he logs into the site.
Muffin language.
I believe it's croissant now. Croissant language.
Croissant language.
Our cargo's not on the Worthington.
All right, where is it?
That's the bad news. Our cargo is on the Obadiah.
All right.
Isn't that your name?
Yes. Yes, that is my family ship.
Oh, that's going to be real easy then.
No, it's not.
What do you
Why
mean?
Why would that be easier? That's awful.
Just call them up and say, hey, I need a favor.
That's not how that works.
Yes, that's how it works. That's
You're getting paid to rip off your family. This is like a dream come true for me. I've got like ex-wives I would pay for. This is amazing. Take the win.
Not a win. Oh, guys. All right, anyways.
Aren't you on good terms with your family?
Well, no, if I was on good terms with my family, I would still be on the Obadiah.
Yeah, he wouldn't be with us. This is me.
Oh, what? Oh, Muffin.
I gotta tell you guys, I love you guys, but this is not my first choice.
Look, if you're a member of a trade family, you're not technically supposed to leave.
Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, why you can't have, like, a Rumspringa? You're not, like, you know, see the world, strike out on your own, do your own thing?
Yeah, but everyone thinks you're weird because of it.
Oh, honey, if being weird is the worst thing they're going to call you.
And they're... definitely not going to give you the cargo they contracted to ship somewhere.
Well, that's fine. Then we'll steal it like we were going to. I mean, so we're good. We're still good.
Okay. Let me run this program.
Good.
Oh, I hope they haven't upgraded their antivirus. Click.
So, yeah, you fiddle with the manifest. You're not able to alter the number of the crate itself, but you are able to change the manifest so that the container is set to go to the Steadfast.
All right.
And not to a ship called the Godwin. No, not the Godwin. That sounds like another family.
The Bone Smasher.
No.
The Soul Crusher.
No. It was designated to go to a small freighter called Cutter. And now it is designated code to the Steadfast. This should hold as long as you... well, you're going to really want to make sure you get there. You get it first and that nobody on the cutter notices.
Okay. So we're going to get the crate. I wasn't able to change the number. but we have to get there first.
Okay.
Otherwise, if somebody from the Cutter, which is the ship this thing was supposed to go to, gets there, they're going to figure out there was a mistake, and they're going to get the cargo, and then they'll probably try to kill us all.
Yeah. Then we got to go pirate the Cutter. Okay, cool.
I know a way that we can jump to the front of the line.
Great. Let's do that, then.
Give your family a call.
Fuck no! I can't do that!
I think we're going to have to start coming up with solutions that don't involve him talking to his family, which I have to say, I totally agree with.
You want me to call my family and tell them I need this crate, which we're later, they are later on going to go figure out they got stolen.
You don't even have to tell them about the crate. Just say, hey, I'm working on this ship, and can we get higher in the queue? Because we're running behind. You know how I am.
Okay, I can do that.
I mean, look, family is important. Remy,
I can do that.
The line of shit that they're spewing. You know.
Okay, you're hearing footsteps coming towards this office.
Oh shit, we need to go. I turn off my computer.
You pull out your hacking rig, and you're able to vamoose out of that office.
Good meeting, everybody.
Alrighty, so what's next on the agenda? You guys scoot out of this office.
All right, well, I assume we get to the ship and we get out and get in the queue, and then we will work on the way of getting to the front of the queue.
And I guess I'm calling my family.
Okay, so I am going to need a comms roll.
That's a ship attribute, right?
It's a ship attribute, yes.
What are our... Oh,
your comms are quality 2.
That's not bad.
They are also damaged.
Oh.
So... So, basically, you're trying to reach a specific channel other people might not be aware of. I call it normally a risky standard, but because your comms are damaged, it's going to be risky for limited effect, which means this might take you a little bit longer than you wanted to, getting through all the noise.
Tristan, assist.
Okay, there's a couple different ways you can do this. If you want to improve the effect, you will need to push... Take a devil's bargain, or...
What are you offering for a devil's bargain?
Yes. The devil's bargain is this. The person who answers is Ken.
Yeah. Okay.
Your rival.
Yay.
I will take that devil's bargain.
Okay. So this is going to be risky for standard effect.
All right. I'm rolling the ship's comp. So two dice.
Yep, two dice.
All right, here we go. Obvious. A 6 and a 4.
Okay, so that is a 6. That is a success. All right. So you are at the comms, and you're just kind of like dealing with some of the buttons are kind of sticking. They're not responding as quickly as you'd like them to, but you're just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna call Ken because I can get a hold of him, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Steadfast, this is the Obadiah. How can I help you?
Ken?
Yeah, this is Ken. Who is this?
Hi, Ken. It's Tristan. Ken.
It just goes quiet.
Tristan. Boy, do I know a Tristan.
Dick.
I used to know a Tristan. I remember him. Yeah, he was a real pain in the ass. You can't be him because... I heard he left and was never coming back.
I'm still not coming back, Ken. Your position is safe, but I work for the Steadfast now, and I need a favor.
Oh, okay. Wow. You live in the life of a... You're running a freighter? I'm assuming you're the captain, right? I mean, you must be.
Remy from the side is like, yeah, tell him.
Oh yeah, I'm the captain. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you must be Remy Moreau, because that's the captain of the Steadfast, according to the information I have.
Tax purposes, man. You wouldn't understand.
Oh no. Of course, I wouldn't understand. Okay, you know what? Let's hear this favor you want. This should be good.
This is going to be easy. We're on the queue to pick up a cargo from you.
Uh-huh.
I just need to get in early to get the cargo, and then I'll be out of your hair forever. You want that, don't you? You don't want us sticking around any longer than we have to.
I'm going to need some kind of action roll.
I assume this is going to be a sway.
Sway is the most direct route.
Yeah. I am 100% going to push myself.
I am 100% going to assist.
Okay. You can assist. Just tell me how you want to assist.
Yeah, so Remy just sort of pops into frame and we'll try to sweet talk this guy.
Okay. No problem. So, I'll call this a risky for limited effect, but Tristan, I'm going to ask you this. When you speak, I'm going to need you to speak from the heart. Because you have mechanic's heart.
Oh, right.
Oh my God, the thing that you wanted since day one that you finally got, you forgot that you have it. You have mechanic's heart. So if you speak from the heart, this will go up to a risky standard effect.
All right, we'll do that. We're going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to roll two dice.
Yeah, let's do the roll first. That way you might not have to be that good.
Oh no. A two and a three.
Okay. All righty, well, let's role play this out.
Look, Ken, you want us to get in and out as fast as we can, then we're going to be out of your hair, you know, and we're family. You don't want to fuck around with family. I wouldn't fuck around with you.
Remy looks over at Tristan like, did you just threaten somebody?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do you a favor, family.
I appreciate it, man.
I'm going to move you in the queue.
Thank you.
And consequence of the failure of this role is not, well, not only will you not be moved up the queue, as you will be moved down the queue.
Ken, I think there's some sort of mistake. This number is higher than the one we had.
If you would like to resist this consequence, you can. And what will happen is your position will not change in the queue. It is a resistance role, so you're all risking potential of a bunch of stress.
Let's do it!
Okay, so you're going to take 6 stress minus whatever you roll on a resolve, which you do have 2 in.
Come on!
1, 2. Oh, 0 stress! I rolled a 6.
You rolled a 6? Oh, okay, great!
Yeah.
I thought you said you rolled a 1 and a 2, but I knew you were just counting to when you rolled the dice. Okay, great!
Yeah. That is not okay. You can't just move us higher in the queue just out of whim. Now, you're going to move us back right this minute, or I am going
to
come.
Oh, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Fine.
Away. Click, and then he just hangs up on you, and you are not moved in the queue, up or down.
I hate that guy.
Oh. Wait, so how did that go?
But way to handle that. Way to handle that.
I hate that guy.
he seems like a big dick.
He is a big dick, and he has my job.
I mean, that seemed like a very good job.
You know, if I wanted that job, I'd still be there. But, you know, he has my job, and that there's a principal thing here. He is not qualified to do that job. And he's a dick.
Yeah.
Okay, new plan, though.
All right.
We need to stall the cutter.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, do you know which one the cutter is?
Know which one the cutter is.
Give me a... I'm going to give me a, I'll call it, say, 2 die fortune roll.
Somebody else roll that.
All right, I'll take it.
This will determine their position on the queue as opposed to you.
I got a 5.
Hey.
Okay, so you have a view of the queue. That's public knowledge. You know who's where. You're looking through it, and it's just blah, 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 blah. There's so much data, and you just click, and you find it. The cutter is 2 spots ahead of you. They're not that much farther ahead of you in the queue, and depending on what else they're picking up.
Can I hail the cutter?
You absolutely can.
Oh, and who is directly in front of us in the queue?
Directly in front of you is... Let's ask the random spaceship name generator. The Fafnir.
The Fafnir and the Schwarzwald.
So the Fafnir is directly ahead of you. The cutter is directly ahead of you.
Okay.
Why am I more afraid of the Fafnir than the weird Shadow Consortium? Because Fafnir is terrified.
Because you're intelligent.
That is terrifying.
Steadfast Fafnir. Come in, Fafnir.
Hmm. Yes, Steadfast, it's the Fafnir.
Hey, I was wondering if we could ask for a small favor.
You can ask.
All right. Hey, can we jump you in the queue? We just got some bad news. Our engineers, he needs to get back to his planet. And we're just trying to get up and get out of here as fast as possible so he can go home and deal with some family business. Seems his mom was thrown into a thrusher.
Good Lord.
Yeah, thrusher accident.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Give me some kind of...
sway roll?
Give me a sway. Go ahead and give me your through die sway roll.
Right into the maw of a thrusher.
Yeah, I'm going to call it risky standard. I mean, there isn't really a distinction, but like, no.
Well, L5.
Okay.
Yeah, Steadfast. Tell you what. You can jump us, but I am going to need you immediately to take something off our hands.
Okay. What do you got?
There's a shipment that I do not want to deliver.
All right, what you got?
Take it off my hands. You can go ahead and jump ahead of me.
What you got and where's it going?
This is nothing. This is just a crate of foodstuffs. It's going to be out of my way, and I don't like these people. This outpost. It's LaGrange 247. It's outside of Yarmir.
You know LaGrange 247 because that is the colony that you swindled those years ago.
Shit.
Why does this keep bringing up our pasts?
Because you keep giving me ammunition. Going. That's the whole thing.
Yarmir 247. Oh, yeah, I know that system. That's fine. Yeah, we'll take it on over there.
All right.
It's on my way. All
right, you got it.
Thanks, Cutter. I really appreciate this. My
engineer. That's not the Cutter. That's right the Fafnir.
Fafnir.
Sorry, Fafnir.
Oh, that's all right. The Cutter there. I think the Cutter there ahead of us. But yeah, I mean, you want to try and wrangle with them? Be my guest.
All right.
I have an idea about the Cutter.
That's a Texas Dice 10-4.
I don't know what Texas is.
I have an idea about the Cutter. I would like to log, using official corporate medical protocols, an injunction on the Cutter that there has been an outbreak of Felusian flu, and they should be quarantined until a sweep can be made of that ship, and so they should be moved off the queue. So I don't know how to go about doing this. I've got a couple ideas.
All right, well, just shoot some ideas at me, man. That's what this is all about.
My theory is this is probably another hack to put the information in there. I'm going to push myself to use doctor to roll instead of hacking. I'm assuming that we can, like, you know, put a signal in, put it in, and it will pop. You know, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, hey, we just have to make it look like it didn't come from our ship. So if we, you know, bounce it off a couple of relays or something, and so it comes in there, and they just get a thing, and so that the docking thing will be like, hey, Cutter, can you pull out? Because we need to check you. And just something that'll be, like, annoying for them. You know, it's like, oh, we got to take it over this thing. We got to take some air samples. We got to do all this crap. Come back to the dock or the station or whatever. So I'd like to do that.
What would you like to roll?
I'm gonna push myself and use doctor.
I'm gonna say
with my special ability.
Oh, so what you're saying is you're a doctor, not a hacker.
Yeah, exactly.
that's how you must invoke that.
Okay, well that's never gonna happen, but you do that. All right.
Okay.
I'm only gonna invoke that when somebody needs medical attention. It's like, oh my god, you gotta help him. I'm a doctor now. Oh yeah, right. Sorry. All right. So we'll do that.
Okay, alrighty, so I will call that a...
you see how I'm waiting? I'm waiting to roll these dice.
I know. I'm going to call that a risky... I'll call it a risky for standard effect.
Ah, that is a 6 and a 5, so a 6.
Ooh!
So, yeah, so ships get pulled for this stuff all the time.
Yeah. I remember a lot of shipments never made it to our thing because of this crap.
Yeah, so just like, okay, this is a... Okay, I think I know the codes for that still... I know that for this one because it was probably something I had with me that was kicking that off, and I just kept forgetting to, like, you know, wash it off my bag or whatever. But you remember that code very well because every time you'd be like in a drunken stupor going, curse you, court 24689, I'm late again. So yeah, you do that. You do run a 24689 on that, and then Tristan, you're looking there, just eyeballing the queue, and all of a sudden you see the Cutter disappears from the queue. So eventually you launch from the dock and start heading towards a ship. Your place on the queue is probably with a bunch of other ships that are going just to different parts of the ship. So there's probably like a dozen or so ships in that line of the queue, but you're all going at the same time. The dock itself is on this island surrounded by this crystal blue water. The weather is perfect there. So you launch and hit that spot where the blue sky kind of turns to white, and then it kind of gives way to this haze and then the blackness of space. And you see the shape of this ship. And what does this ship look like, John?
Oh, I knew you'd make me come up with a description.
or I can, you know, it's a big old box in space.
No. All right. So the Obadiah. These large transport ships tend to be very long rather than any other shape, almost train-like. There is always a large front module that is permanent. And this consists of things like the cockpit and the family living spaces and some of the engineering spaces. And then there's a spine that extends back a kilometer or more to a long set of engines. And these are your typical science fiction engines. They're very large. There's a small living space with a reactor, and it's mostly engine. In between are hook points. And these are where large cargo units can be simply easily attached to the spine of the ship, extending down the length of it. Usually, these generation ships will have one unbroken line. Frequently, some of them will have been attached for so long, they're probably permanent. No one on the ship actually knows if the unlatching mechanism even works anymore. But each of those cargo containers in turn has its own docking port, so that people, they can direct a ship to exactly the cargo unit that their container is on. They dock, they load the cargo container, and then the ship leaves.
Okay, so you have a destination for the crate that you've come here for. There is one of those basically permanent cargo areas that deal with biological cargo, livestock. This is a container that has very specific environmental controls depending on what the cargo needs to sustain it, specific atmosphere or specific temperature conditions, those things like that. Is there climate controlled, like floors and floors? Is climate controlled, for better words, almost like livestock paddocks where these containers get moved in and out of very carefully? So this particular container is on a level that is essentially, you know, quote unquote, Earth standard, class M, whatever you want to call it, you know, oxygenated atmosphere, you know, temperate. However, the foodstuffs that you're getting for the Fafnir, if you indeed are going to pick them up, are on a container that is further up the line, and the cargo that you're dropping off for Nyssa is going to be further down the line. So the order of operations is basically how far up closest to the actual ship itself and then back. So if you're going to pick up the foodstuffs, you're going to need to pick them up first in the target container and then, you know, dropping off for your contact. You know, obviously the important one is the one for Captain Rain, but these other things are on your list. The consequences for not doing that are probably relatively minor, at least for, you know, this one ship versus, you know, you want to burn a contact in any way, or, you know, screw over a contact. So
I guess the idea is like how long is it like back into queue, or can we hit 1, 2, and 3? Like, is it obviously it'll take time, but is it like a huge?
It shouldn't be too long. I mean, this is a pretty standard
okay
thing.
All right, up to you guys. We getting those foodstuffs, or do you want to get the other things, drop the thing off, and then go, hey, we forgot to pick up these foodstuffs. It didn't update our computer because it was a last minute change, and then go back and get them. What do you guys want to do? I'm inclined to go get our wolves first thing, and because then if something bad happens, we can bug out.
Yeah,
that's probably the right thing to do.
Okay.
So if we can fake some computer glitchiness that our, you know, our terrible old system in this thing is just not, maybe we don't have to fake it. I don't know. But like, but that we can be like, oh, hey, that ion storm we went through, it's really messing with our system. We didn't get the change order from Fafnir, and then pop it up once we're already getting our stuff loaded and go, oh, okay, well, we'll drop our thing off and then we'll circle back around the long way. And then if the cutter gets back and starts raising hell, we can just bail. That's what I think, but you guys can tell me I'm wrong.
No, that's the right move.
Okay, so you guys are you're going to go right for the livestock container?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, yep. So you just kind of make a beeline to that, and you are hailed.
Oh, okay. Let's put it on screen.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so you were just hailed from one of the cargo masters on the ship, probably for that container that you were kind of skipping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Steadfast, yeah. You have a shipment here you need to pick up?
Oh! yeah, sorry about that. We've been dealing with some manifest glitches, and, we just forgot it.
Okay.
I'll pick it up soon.
I'm just going to need you to double back. And grab that for the queue gets messed up. Need you to give me some kind of roll.
How about I mean, there's always sway.
There's always sway.
There's always sway.
And I'm gonna call this. I'll call this. It's not a super. I mean, I'll call this a controlled for standard effect.
Okay.
This is not a huge, huge thing.
I will make up some bullshit excuse as to why we're going to...
Yeah.
We're going to pick up our regular cargo before we pick up the Fafnirs.
Okay.
Hey, a six.
Okay. All right. Not a problem.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, we'll expect to see you back after you're done there.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll make a note.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
So yeah, there's one huge hurdle. Yeah. Alrighty. So you make your way, to the, container that has, you presume the wool. So you eventually make it to that section of the ship. You are able to pull in and dock or land really, essentially, because this is just a huge, huge bay and you're able to kind of position your ship next to these big, like cargo elevators that move stuff around.
And I'll have changed from my space tweed into some scrubs, some medical garb, as I am the resident veterinarian all of a sudden.
I love that you have tweeds.
Yeah, well, space tweed. Come on, you know, come on.
Sure. I'm with the aesthetic.
It's hyper-advanced space tweed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys come down the ramp from your ship, and there are a bunch of guys standing around waiting for you. They are all wearing trade union coveralls. They're all kind of burly looking, you know, stevedore fellows. And they clock you, Tristan, when you get off the ship. And, oh, hey. God damn, he was right. It's you.
Hey, guys.
Captain, you know these guys?
Oh, yeah. I used to work with them.
Oh.
Hey, guys, yeah, we're here to pick up a crate.
We're firmer workmates. Yeah.
Bam.
So, it's a funny thing, Tristan, when you left, your dad was really, really pissed off.
Yeah, I can understand it, but I did what I had to do.
Yeah, well, you know how he gets when he's got stuff on his mind is he has a habit of taking it out on the lower man on the totem pole.
I'm sorry, guys. He wasn't too much of a dick, was he?
And the guy kind of standing in the front, who is this real nasty shit kicker named Clem, he just kind of brushes his hair back, and you see this like chemical burn down the side of his face, and says, yeah, when you rush someone, accidents happen.
Oh, shit. How long ago did that happen?
Oh, a couple days after you left. I was taking care, moving the ship in, and your dad was yelling and screaming about making times, bonuses. Let's just say... the motivation wasn't helpful.
Guys, I'm sorry. He could be a real jerk.
So we had this little agreement amongst ourselves that if we ever saw you again, we're going to have to give you the business.
What kind of business?
And about six of these big stevedore guys, a couple of them carrying tools, just kind of surround you.
Hey, while you're getting in the business, can we get our cargo loaded?
You guys want to go get your shit, you just leave us here with your captain.
Dan, do you want to try to talk him down first?
So, fight is about to break out here.
Oh, no!
In this thing, and...
Oh, yeah. No!
I'm sorry, but if you go mess with the captain, you're going to mess with all of us, and I pull my guns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this escalated quickly.
You pull your fine pair of sidearms. Okay?
Boom, boom, boom! Nobody messes with the croissant.
Alrighty, so they're coming at you. We'll start with Tristan, since you seem to be the target.
Captain's fool.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So I will say this: you see these guys coming at you. See, Clem is definitely kind of the ringleader of this, and you see out of the corner of your eye, Remy pulling their pistols.
Croissant, get behind us.
So Croissant wants to try to talk this down.
Aww.
These guys were clearly abused.
Right.
And you know, Tristan knows what that's like. And
I want to burn down this ship now.
His father was always really hard on him, too. It's one of the reasons why he left. And come on, guys. You know, if you want to, we could give you a lift somewhere away from this place where you could probably find a better job.
Okay.
I know a place or two you can get better jobs.
Let's start and see if Tristan can defuse the situation.
I mean, we can always use some hirelings.
That's absolutely true, but probably not these guys. So Bay 4? It's Bay 4? I'll get it. All right.
Thanks, Doc.
I'm going to call this okay. I'm going to start by calling it a risky for no effect because of the kind of the position you're at. So.
Yep. But I will be using mechanics heart to make it limited effects.
So you might be able to maybe lighten the load of people who are immediately going to come running at you.
Yep. I'm going to push myself to add a die.
Okay.
So I'm rolling 2 dice. Oh man, didn't I just get to the point where I was out of stress?
Yeah, that's the thing about these things. You're like, I'll push myself here, I'll do this here, I'll assist here. And then you get towards like, oh, shit's getting crazy, and now I have 2 stress bars left.
Pat?
Yeah.
Double 6.
Oh, that's a crit! Okay, well. Alrighty. So, a success would have pulled Clem back and probably, you know, a couple other guys and reduced this to a smaller group. But a crit is going to put the brakes on this for the moment altogether.
I'm
going
to add a gambit to our ship because we get a gambit
from that. Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Chris is like, it's okay, guys. I know he's a real asshole. That's why I left. I mean, maybe you need to find better employment. We can help with that. You know, we can get you off of here.
Clem just gets back. It's just like, all right, I'm not going to leave like you did, okay? But I see here now that I don't think we're going to gain any sway with your old man by kicking the shit out of you and your little friends here. And a couple of them were eyeballing the pistols that came out like, yeah, just going to draw on us. Make a deal. Won't you put those away and we'll...
And Remy does.
And we'll go about our business, but... You're going to want to get out of here as fast as you can, because there are others here who feel the same way I do, and you don't want to run.
You don't have to work for somebody like that.
Well,
there's plenty of work in the lanes for all of us.
We got jobs.
Bay 4.
So you take the cargo elevator, and as you kind of make your way there, there are essentially, you know, more personnel from the ship that are more like, you know, kind of wranglers on this level. That's pretty much another reason why this part of the container kind of stays here, is just because you got specialized crew who handle this, and there are people here who deal with all different kinds of animals. So you're making your way through this area, and it's just huge, and containers are obviously like slatted, so, you know, air gets in and out and whatnot. But there is just a cacophony of strange animal noises and mooing and alien mooing, all different kinds of it's all crazy sounds that I'll have a lot of fun making for this part of the thing.
I think that's a gron. I had a gron pet once. Not a lab animal, but still. It's like a pet.
So we it's like be a pet right you here. Can experiment on. And eventually get to the paddock that houses these two Varda. And your container, Alpha 317.718.288, is there. And it is one container that's got kind of a wall down the middle. And in there are these two, not as big as Rain's wolf, but they're much, much larger than standard dogs. And they are just both kind of stalking around the cages, and their hackles are up. They don't look like, you know, malnourished or mistreated or anything, but they definitely
don't want to be in a cage.
Yeah, they don't want to be in a cage, and there's definitely a very decided wildness to them when they see you coming.
Two carnivores, and I'll just be being very officious and doing the thing and like doing a visual inspection and looking like I'm supposed to be there.
Okay.
And this is the kind of shit that I always do.
Yep. One of the cargo handlers approach, and this is probably a section of the ship you didn't spend a lot of time in, Tristan, so undoubtedly this person is probably in some way either related to you or part of the cohort. It's not someone you recognize. They don't immediately recognize you. Alrighty, so the cutter?
Yeah, that's us.
Okay. Alrighty, let me check this off. Hold on. Oh, wait. Something. You wait here a second. I gotta check something real quick here.
We've already been delayed by your stevedores and this other thing, so we gotta go. Can we get this moving, please?
Yeah. No. Not a problem. Just a clerical thing. So it's basically the container is clamped down.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
And you need it to be released. At this point, you're not sure whether or not you're definitely not the cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are the cutter, you're out of line and you shouldn't be let through.
Mm-hmm.
So that is likely what this person is checking on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say the cutter?
They're like, yeah, no, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. And they are basically skedaddled out of here just to check on things. Because when this shit like this happens, and you know this look. And it's like when stuff gets messed up, to just, you know, it gets serious. So,
Tristan, can you release this clamp?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to release these clamps.
Okay. Croissant.
I'll be using my fine ship repair tools.
So, Croissant, you are going to, I'm just going to call you Tristan.
Okay.
There's got to be a better name. Tristan, you pull out your tools and you go to move down to the clamps, and at that point you will notice that this container and a part has kind of rusted through a little bit.
Oh, no.
And as you get close, one of the Varda sees you and rushes that wall, and it looks like this Varda could very well break through this rusted out bit of the container. Looks like it's probably made some other attempts, because you can definitely see as you kind of get close down to where the clamp is, you can see where, like, there's some cracks, there's some things. It's like, I think this wolf might get me. And
oh, no.
We'll find out what happens in 2 weeks.
Well, Tristan, I think you left your family at the right time. Real shoddy work.
Yeah. Will you be eaten by a space wolf?
Probably. Probably I will be eaten by a space wolf, guys.
Could very well be eaten by a space wolf.
No.
Who knows? Alrighty. So, yeah. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Find out what happens next. Bye.
Bye.